Of course, the most important fight is going to be the Frampton fight, because Carl takes the ring in Belfast tomorrow night. He's planning to bounce back from his loss in Vegas earlier this year. And of course, we wish Carl all the very best. No doubt he'll bounce back big time. His manager and boxing legend in his own right, Barry McGuigan, with us today. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
So is he ready?
Yeah, you're damn right he's ready. He's in terrific shape. We've had a sort of a long sort of procrastinated period of time where we were frustrated. We thought Santa Cruz was going to come back and fight us like he said he would do. If he beat Carly, come and fight him in Vegas. Instead of Vegas, he would come and fight him in Belfast. If he beat Carly in Vegas, he would fight him in Belfast. And that, of course, changed very quickly. Then chat with Lee Selby, and that was supposed to happen as well, but then he was forced to make his mandatory. So we had to get somebody that was really challenging.
So why didn't Cruz really come over, Barry? Why did he break his word?
I don't know why. You'd have to ask him that. But as soon as the fight was over, you know, they didn't want to know. And so I don't want to damage the chances of us negotiating it in the future by going on about it too much. But it's, you know, it was very frustrating, very disappointing. However, I think in many ways this is going to be good for Carl, because fighting the same guy three times in a row, you might get into a bit of a rut. This is a change of opponent. This guy's very dangerous. 37 fights, 35 wins, 25 knockouts. He's had more knockouts than Carl's had fights. Very dangerous guy, 24 years old. He's coming here to win. He's got the bit between his teeth. And I knew that Carl needed somebody like that to get him fired up. He's been looking sensational in training. He's got the bit between his teeth again. He really is looking to win back that world title. But we can't win anything unless he wins on Saturday night.
When he was on the Nolan Show last month, I think it was, Carl told this programme that his career was on the line, that this is a must-win fight. And I've seen other copies similar to that since. Is it really? If he loses this fight, is his career over?
Well, I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to contemplate that.
He contemplated it.
But it is. But I know that he's mentioned that. But the reality is, he will beat this guy, and he will beat him in style, and he will win the world title back again. And you have to think about these things, and they are lurking in the back of your mind. But you know, if you think negatively, you'll fight negatively. If you think you'll win, and you think positively, you'll fight positively. And I wanted Carl to fight at home in his comeback, because he fights better in Belfast than he fights anywhere else. His home is the SSE Arena, formerly the Odyssey. He fights better there. Six fights there, six wins, six knockouts. So he fights better in Belfast. And he needed an opponent to give him that sort of challenge. And he's got it in Gutierrez. And he will be fired up, and he will look impressive. And then we'll move on and hopefully get a world title fight before the end of the year.
And where would that be?
Well, we would hope to get the world title fight. And, you know, in an ideal scenario, he fights for either the WBO, WBC or IBF title, while Santa Cruz is fighting his mandatory in this Abner Mares. They fight in October, and the chances are that we could have a world title fight or one of those other ones before Christmas, and then hopefully Santa Cruz in early summer in Windsor Park. That would be the ideal scenario, but these things never work out that way. So that's what our plan is, and of course that all is dependent and contingent on a world-class performance on Saturday night.
You said Windsor Park there?
Yeah, I think he desperately wants to fight in Windsor Park. So I think he'd like to have a big fight there. And, you know, that would be an ideal scenario. You know, that's what I'm saying, ideally. But in boxing, idealism doesn't often happen. So we're hoping that he'll get a world title fight beforehand, and then we'll take it from there.
Barry, I can see already some of our callers asking why the BBC isn't showing this fight.
It's on Channel 5.
So that's why.
That's why.
It's that simple.
Okay. And it's on Showtime in America. And so it's, you know, it's big stuff again. So and you know, then all the world champions are looking at him. Oscar Valdez is the WBO champion. Gary Russell is the WBC champion. Lee Selby is the IBF champion, and Leo Santa Cruz is the WBA champion. They're all watching Belfast on Saturday night. They'll be watching to see, is there a dip in performance? Is he looking good as ever? They'll all be watching there. So it's really, really important that the wee man is fired up. And I know he's fired up. I know he desperately wants to get back to where he was.
Well, I know that every sports star and manager like yourself will say, look, the home crowd is important. Can you explain to me why, Barry, psychologically it's important? So if Carl is at the optimum fitness level and is confident in himself, why does it matter? What does it do?
Well, it's almost unspeakable. It's almost unexplainable how you can, or inexplainable, whatever the word is, how you can actually, you can't articulate what a Belfast crowd does to you. I mean, it just is amazing. And I mean, we've got people coming from around the world talking about the atmosphere in Belfast. And because I don't know what it is, I don't know whether it's something to do with our history, I don't know what, maybe it's the fact that we never had many big events here during the Troubles, as it were, whatever it is. But we're fighting people, and they certainly love a good fighter like Frampton. Frampton's one of the best Irish fighters of all time. And, you know, it's a special time for him. And the general public know it's a special time. It won't last forever. And they're coming out to support him because he is a special young man.
Look, I say this every time, and I don't want to ever come across as a sycophant. I hope I don't. And I don't want to be repetitive just for the sake of it. But I do talk to an awful lot of people because of the job I do. Very few people have a bad word to say about Carl, and the reason I think that we all admire him is both you and he, your feet are on the ground, you have a genuine pride in this country, and, yeah, and we're all behind both you, yeah, and Carl. Yeah. And we wish you all, yeah, the very best, Barry, and Carl.
Thank you very much. And all the young guys that are on the undercard, we've got, just before I go, I would like to mention Conrad Cummings defending his WBO European title, Paddy Gallagher fighting for the IBO title, Stephen Ward from Monkstown, tremendous young talent, Lewis Crocker and Paddy McCrory. So we're doing our best to put all them on as well, and they will all develop on the undercard of Carl, and they're all coming through.
Take one call for me. George wants to speak to you. Morning, George. Go ahead.
Morning, Stephen. Just a Barry, just a big thank you from the boxing public, and well done to Cyclone Promotions and to Carl for keeping their promise about bringing it back to Belfast, you know, and hopefully when we put this guy away, we can get the dream that we all want and take it to Windsor. And well done for getting it on terrestrial television.
Thank you very much. Thank you much, George.
Good luck, and God bless you all.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Right.
It's important that for us, we've strived throughout Carl's career to give free-to-air television for people to see fights for nothing. You know, we're sick to death of them being charged and overcharged for watching on pay-per-view. So it's great for a chance to see world-class action, and this will be world-class action for free.
Well, just keep your promises, and God bless you.
All right. Listen,
thank you, George.
Thanks a lot, George. Barry, all the very best. Fingers crossed. Steven. We're wishing Carl all the best. Thank you, mate. All the best.